Are you a business looking for a fresh new way to reach potential customers? Well, you need to get airtime on IT TV, a 24/7 streaming and on-demand TV service online and on Roku. With Roku having a potential reach of 62 million people, it's a perfect opportunity to reach potential customers through affordable commercial and infomercial spots. Visit us online today at itnetwork.tv.
Happy Friday, everyone. My name is Gil Jackson. I'm an actor, creative within entertainment. I'm filling in for Sharifa today. We are live on this beautiful, blessed Friday with Aisha Vincent, Kimberly Cloud, Rachel Von Land, and Avalura Gaitha. Rachel, I might have mispronounced your Dutch last name, but I love you always. With that being said, everyone, we are starting this Friday with how are we getting through this pandemic safely and healthily? How are we protecting our mental health as creatives and entrepreneurs? We all know there's a huge mental spiritual tax that comes at a toll to your life. So whoever would like to take this first, the mic is hot. It's all yours. It's a weird time that we thought we'd be out of this thing called COVID. We're still here, but we're alive and we're happy and we're blessed and we're fighting our way forward. So whoever wants to chime in with what they're doing to take care of their mental health, I love making sure that our mental is something that we keep intact because we only get one brain, so we have to take care of it. So whoever would like to take the mic on this?
Well, I would like to take the mic. I just wanted to say with the COVID, is a lot of people that are going through a lot of stuff, and we're suffering from mental health because of the COVID even more drastically than we have with regular mental health. As far as our overall mental health analysis, I feel like we should, me personally, I see a doctor, I go to therapy, I do things that is healthy, like work out. I make sure I work out some type of way, either stretching, yoga, whatever, listening to music, not just all music, but including binaural beats, meditation music. I meditate, you know, I do all types of different things to keep me grounded, you know, because it's getting worse and worse with the pandemic, and people are getting more and more depressed being in the house. So I just
absolutely, Kimberly. Absolutely. Yeah. I want everyone to chime in on this, and then we'll do brief introductions of who we are and why we're here. Aisha, Rachel, Avalura, anyone want to go next on what their mental health
is? Yeah. First of all, thank you for this topic.
Absolutely,
my background is mental health. And so this is huge. It's something that we're all going through, like you said. And I just recently got COVID and I'm vaccinated. So how about that? So I certainly understand how a lot of people are feeling. Like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. It's 2022 and it feels like one long continuation of 2020, you know, 2021, and now 2022, we're still dealing with COVID. Like, when will it go away? And the truth of the matter is that, you know, and I say this to my clients all the time, you have to really look at your life and what your vision is for your life. You know, what's best for you, what's best for your family, and live it. This thing ain't going away. It's still here. It's just like anything else in life. There's always going to be challenges. There's always going to be obstacles. There's always things happening. You have to decide, how do you want to live your life? Don't put things on hold because it's not going anywhere. So if you still want to travel, travel. But how can you do that safely? Where can you travel to? You know, what are the things that you can do to still have normalcy in your life that are important to you? Because we can't continue to just kind of put things on hold and wait. Well, I'll just wait for it's over. It's not over. Get on with living your life. And so, you know, a lot of the, you know, self-care techniques that Kimberly is talking about, but whatever is going to work for you, try to maintain that in your life right now. Just do it in the way that's going to be best for you and your family.
Avalura, I love that. And I just want to intercede with one of my gems. My friends know this very well about me. They hate and love me, but I welcome all of my friends and some of my clients to not say the word try because it has a lower vibration. I tell everyone, do, because are you trying to be here today? Are you trying to be present, or are you just present? Are you doing your best to be here and whatever happens? So that's my nugget, Avalura, and I know you're receiving that with love. So I just wanted to
share. Oh, I'm good.
I have to preface it. Aisha or Rachel, who would like to go next on the mental health self-care pandemic routine?
I can share, because even saying going along with what Ava Laura was saying, is part of my brand that I share is luxury lifestyle, but it's from the aspect of living the luxury lifestyle you want. Forget the price tag. If you want to go out and do something, you have to take care of yourself. That's the luxury of it all. So with me, even day to day, I don't say, you know, we're in the house. I'm a big family person. That's part of my luxury lifestyle. When I travel, it needs to be family travel if I can do it. Anything we do family. I have a 2-year-old son. So every day after lunchtime, we have a dance party. And that is the self-care. It helps me de-stress. I mean, we're listening to Lion King. I know I've listened to The Wheels on the Bus about 50 times this past week. But you know, it's so like you're connecting back to your childhood. And it's just fun because he's 2. So everything's so entertaining for him. But to see his energy and his excitement gives me the self-care I need to go. I'm being the best mom I can, and that's the luxury I have. I'm connecting. I'm spending that family time. And no matter that we're stuck in the house in this cold, we can't go many places, at least there's this moment of enjoyment. And I think that's one big thing with self-care is you have to have moments of enjoyment. Because with being stuck in the house, if you're not enjoying your time, like you're saying, you're not being present, then there's something that's going to affect you deeply. And that's what leads to people sitting on the couch and going, oh my gosh, I'm about to lose it, which you don't want to get to that point at all.
I love that. I love that you said you have a dance party every... I think that's... I mean, that's the perfect, right? Ava Laura, Kimberly, and Rachel. You know, if we can share that full circle moment with people that we love, what is... And I love that you said enjoy. I had a psychology professor teach me. She said, when you say enjoy, think of yourself enjoy. And it changed my whole perspective. You know, it's instead of treating it as an experience, treat it as a momentous lifestyle. So I love that, Aisha. Thank you for sharing. Rachel, last but certainly not least, share what you're doing. And we're going to do intros right after this of how you're taking care of your mental health during pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it always comes back to, I just try to always, I'm not going to say try, always come back to the basics of physical movement, so some sort of exercise, and nutrition and sleep. And I just focus on those three areas as that foundation. I love it. Aisha, I'm going to start adding little dance parties as part of my physical movement. So those three things are the basics. I've also noticed with the pandemic, though, I really need to pay attention to my attention, meaning, you know, where am I focusing? The times where I start to get sucked into a lot of phone checking and scrolling, I'm finding it has a pretty big impact on my outlook on life, my, you know, and my energy, and then also just my effectiveness and what I'm able to get done. So what music am I listening to? What am I watching? What am I reading? Am I fragmenting my attention all day long, or am I putting my phone away and just getting immersed and getting into the flow of something that is meaningful?
Love that, Rachel. Love that. Okay, so we're going to do a backwards popcorn. Rachel, with that being said, because you just beautifully left that in the room, tell everyone who you are and a bit about yourself. You have about 30 seconds, and we're going to go back to then Aisha, Ava Laura, and then end with Kimberly, and then we're going to go into our next topic today. So Rachel, go ahead and let everyone know why you're here today and who is Rachel Ventland?
Yeah, so I'm Rachel Ventland, like you said. I live in Seattle. I'm raising 2 teenagers, so that's added some challenges during the pandemic. And I recently came out with a book. It's called Talk Back to Me, A Radical Guide to Growing Up. This was my pandemic project, and I'm really passionate about writing to teenagers and young adults in terms of guidance for finding their own way through.
Rachel, where were you when I was a teenager? I feel like I need this time capsule moment to occur, but thank you so much for sharing your background. Aisha, yeah, we're taking it to you. I loved everything about what you said about the luxury of living in the moment. So let everyone know your background and why we have a privilege of speaking with you today.
So yeah, I run a business, a brand, Living Lush. It started off as a small blog. and blossomed into what it is today, which is it's a luxury lifestyle brand. I share travel, fashion, beauty, but it doesn't come with a price tag. I don't sit there and tell everybody they need to get a Gucci purse. If you have a purse that is colorful and spontaneous and matches your personality, that's a luxury to have. And within my business, I have multiple aspects. I have a podcast called That Lux Life, where I share tips on motherhood, travel, business, as it relates to people's luxury lifestyle. So even recently, I had a guest who talked about fighting her career fears, and that was a luxury for her. And now she's able to pursue her career as an actress. So she's doing, that's a luxury aspect to her. I'm also, I have a course now on sharing how to run an influencer business and teach people how to do that themselves the way I do it. I also have a book. I'm a former English teacher. So from my work being a former English teacher and a master's in creative writing, I wrote a book called How Do You See Me? And it's actually a collection of poetry that speaks to the African-American experience. And it talks about the things that we deal with today, like past, present, and future. So it aligns with my story growing up in the South. I'm originally from the South, and talks about the discrimination my family dealt with and the stories they've built. And even talking about today, how we live in fear to a certain aspect when it comes to, you know, I have a husband and a son and a brother. When they leave the house, what's going to happen to them? Are they going to come back the same that they left? So that's what my business kind of comes together in those multiple aspects. I, you know, create that luxury lifestyle, and I try to use my platform and my brand to support other influencers in the space, specifically a lot of African American influencers. That's where I build my premise off of, to make sure that the knowledge that I'm gaining and the resources that I have, I can share outwards.
I love that, Aisha. And I have a strong feeling you're not trying and you're doing a lot of supporting other people. I'm teasing. Yeah, you are. Ava Laura, always a pleasure to hear you speak. Go ahead and tell everyone why you're here, a bit about your background. I just love your aura. It's very bright and it shows. So let everyone know why you have such a bright aura, Ava Laura.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm Ava Laura Gaither. I'm a life coach and intuitive consultant. Based out of the DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia area, but I am currently in Vegas for 6 months. So I'm missing all that snow and all that winter weather. And, you know, I just, I work with overachievers and high performers, helping them shift from settling to significance in their life, relationships, business, and career. So I practice what I teach. So my aura is important. A lot of the work that I do, I'm a Reiki master teacher. So I teach Reiki, particularly to a lot of mental health professionals and people who want to offer Reiki to others and their clients. I also help other mental health professionals, therapists, counselors, other healers create six-figure businesses. And I also focus a lot on speaking, teaching about self-care, teaching about emotional regulation, how to master limiting beliefs. And so really helping my clients shift from settling to significance in all aspects of their life and taking a holistic approach to living.
I mean... Ava Laura, you just I feel all of the great vibrations, not good, but great. I love it. That is a great way to pass it over to this amazing woman with this phenomenal. Kimberly, there's a fire inside of you. And I meant to say this earlier. You have like a let's go attitude, and I absolutely love it. So Kimberly, give everyone your background of why you're here today.
Okay. The reason why I'm here is to talk about my business and to help people and educate people and network. But a little bit about my background and is that I originated from Washington, D.C. and moved to Charlotte. And then I got my bachelor's in science, and to jumpstart it, I got my three businesses to talk about that. Genuinely Michelle Wiggs, which is online, and it deals with, it entails online e-commerce. And then I have Blue Cloud Cleaning Company, which I have an expo event coming up March 3rd for that. and it entails me cleaning residential and commercial. I grossed $80,000 last year. And then I have Wigs for Success, and that is a nonprofit organization geared to making people happy that has cancer, alopecia. You know, I'm geared younger children with alopecia. I'm geared to helping all walks of life, disabled, all walks of life by putting on a wig. And I want people to know that even if their hair is fine, still wear a wig for those and support those with alopecia, support those with cancer, chemotherapy. And every last one of my businesses is in its sophomore phases. And I just want to help people, you know, and that I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. I mean, anytime someone wants to help people, I'm joining that call. That calls full-heartedly. So I think this brings us to a beautiful preposition. I mean, we have four amazing women in this room. I would like to take honor because we have International Women's Day coming up in March. It's only 2 months away, but as we know, this time can move so quickly. I would like each of you to speak to what you've found as a woman to be a boundary that you had to overcome and how you overcame it. I think that's important that we share our victories, because what I've learned from my mentors is your win is not just yours. It's your growth and your wisdom. Your win is your wisdom. So whoever would like to take this first, and we can popcorn around the room.
Well, fear and nervousness is something that I am trying to get over, you know, because I feel like there should be literally a cure for it, which everybody looks at the antipsychotic medication when they need to be looking at a different approach where, you know, because fear and nervousness is something that I tend to do a lot and I would like to overcome, you know, and every day that goes by because, you know, my past, you know, I can say that even though I suffer from mental health, it doesn't define who I am as a person. So,
Love that. I love that, Kimberly. Who would like to take this next on your, what you've had to overcome as a woman and how you did that?
I would say, I feel like in the business I've built, I would say I'm the CEO of my own company. And I felt like when I was growing up, I didn't know a lot of women who were CEOs. It wasn't publicized. It wasn't really out there. And I felt that, you know, you come out of high school, you're about to go into college. If you choose to, you're choosing a career. You tend to have teachers kind of shove you into a corner of what the female job role is. And I won't say that I regretted becoming a teacher. I loved my students. I loved my time teaching, but I did feel like I was pushed into that because teachers are known to be predominantly female. Like, that's a female role. If you're a kindergarten teacher, you're most likely a female. If you are a middle school teacher, you're most likely a female. Getting into the high school sphere, you might have something in there, but I never saw myself as a business owner. And I had to get over that. At one point, I said, you know, I'm running this blog that I have. I want it to be a business, but women don't run businesses. And that was something that I had to get out of my mind because of what society and the place I grew up was telling me, that you can't do this. So accomplishing that and getting to where I am and going, I want to share with other women. Because even when I was teaching and I was starting to run this business, I made it a goal to tell the girls in my class, you want to be a doctor, be a doctor. You want to be a surgeon, be a surgeon. You want to teach, teach. You want to own a business, go do it. Let someone tell you that women don't do this, because that's not true. We don't see them because someone keeps telling us that we don't do that. So it was, I feel like moving forward, I keep trying to do that. I keep trying to say women can do these things. They can get rid of the mom guilt. Cause that's the other thing I'm dealing with recently, is people saying, well, you're doing too much running a business. You're a mom. You need to be sitting at home focusing on your child. I am. And I'm building a future for my son. And I hope people get rid of that too. It's something I'm still overcoming, is that mom guilt, traveling, running a business, and not spending all the time that I feel like I should be spending with my son, because someone's telling me, or society's telling me, you need to focus primarily on him.
Love that, Aisha. I love what I heard in all of that is you're defining your success and you're redefining it for young girls everywhere to know that they are empowered. They don't have to be given that power, but they have that power within. And I think that is very important. With that being said, I'm going to kick it to you, Rachel, because I think your book is screams to that, and we'll move to Ava Laura after. But Rachel, please chime in on what you've had to overcome, you know, being a woman and how that's helped you grow.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's a continual journey of, you know, as a woman, we're taught to be nice. We're taught to speak nicely. We're taught to act nicely. And, you know, at some point in each of us, there's that feeling of, well, I don't want to be nice. I don't feel nice. Sometimes I'm nice. Sometimes I'm mean. Where can all these other parts of me be expressed? And there's this tendency to, I think in reaction, at least for me, a tendency to pendulum swing. So being really nice all the time, and then I would do something really mean, and, you know, just finding or expressing something in a way that's maybe not thoughtful or respectful, you know. So it's been finding that balance of how do I express myself fully or really advocate for other people or ideas in a way that is strong, but still respectful enough that it can really be heard and taken in and be effective and make change and communicate love at the same time. So where is that middle ground? You know, it can be so nuanced and it can be complex. So that's something, you know, that I'm continually working on. It's something that I'm teaching both kids, you know, but with, especially I have a son and a daughter. And so, you know, I know society is giving them different messages. And so how do I teach it different ways for them?
Absolutely love that, Rachel. And I love that you own that it's a swing. You know, I think even just being a male, you know, that's something that you're not taught, that it's okay to cry. It's okay to have emotions, just in society in general, not just America, but across the world. You know, men don't cry. That's not true. Men that don't cry have nervous breakdowns, you know, but I think that's what people don't talk about. You know, we're seeing the suicide rates at it's astronomical. So I definitely want, I saved you for last, Ava Laura, because I just felt that you could offer something to this topic. So please, as a woman, please talk about some hurdles that you've had to jump over, some obstacles, and how that's defined you and strengthened you as a person today.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about this all day long. I mean, you're a Black woman in America. There's some hurdles, okay? But I will piggyback on what Aisha said. One of the things I really talk a lot about is living life on your own terms and how to live fully. And what happens is people already want to put you in a box based on who they think you are, based on how you look, based on your gender, based on where you're from, based on your socioeconomic status, based on where you went to school, and whatever, whatever, whatever. And so one of the things that I had to do, and I think a lot of us had to do, even in my own family, is I'm originally from Connecticut, and my parents are first generation college. So for them, education is the way out. You know, my grandparents on my father's side, you know, they had middle school education. My grandmother was work from home. She baked and took care of 8 kids. And so for them, if you want to get out, if you want to make a way for yourself, if you want to have quote unquote success or the American dream, you got to educate yourself. And so that's it. So for me growing up, it's not, oh, are you going to college? It's, well, where are you going to college? You know, and where are you going to get a job? And you get a job and then you stay there for 30 years, you get your benefits, all that, and retire. And this is the course that society and everybody has laid out for you. So after I went to school, you know, I did get my degrees, multiple degrees, Howard University. And I did all of that. When I decided I want to actually have a business, why are you going to do that? You got a master's degree. You got this good government job over here. Why would you leave that? What are you doing? And so it becomes all of this angst when I'm trying to live my life what's best for me. I'm looking at what's my purpose, what's my passion, how can I best live my life? What is the legacy that I want to live? Now there's all of this. Well, no, you can't do that. That's not how you're supposed to live your life. because what happens is people want to keep you in this box and they want to keep you what they perceive as safe. And it's not safe to be an entrepreneur. It's not safe to venture into the paths of the unknown. It's not safe, right, to try to live life on your own terms. And so for me, it was really the boundary of allow me to define myself for myself. My name is Ava Laura. I get to define what my life is and not anybody else. And I think the ultimate act is when you decide to do that, whatever it is for you. You might decide you just want to pick up and backpack and travel the world the rest of your life, whatever that might be. But it's your life and you have to decide how you want to live it. And so when you're around people, whether good or bad, because it's not always bad influences, it's people who a lot of times are scared for you and they think that you should live life the way that they lived it because that's what worked for them. Or didn't work for them, but it kept them safe, right? And, you know, for Black people in America in particular, it's about a lot of times, well, I want you to be safe. And so that's really what it's about is how can you define yourself for yourself? And what does that look like for you? And sometimes that's going to take work. That's going to take that healing work or things that you need to do for yourself to figure out who you are, because so many of us don't even know who we are and don't even know what we want because we've listened to people our whole lives tell us what to do.
Hey, Ava Laura, when you're done attacking my fears, just let me know when I can. I mean,
wow. Like, I can go on, but I'm going to stop.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I'm not a woman, but I certainly consider myself an ally and advocate towards growth and unity. And something that I love, that the thread of commonality in this conversation today is that we've all had to overcome. You know, we all know what we are, what we've been, but we chose from everyone's speech, from Rachel to Aisha to you, Ava Laura, to you, Kimberly, I heard each person say, I had to make a decision outside of what someone thought was best for me and say, this is what I want. This isn't what my parents want. It's not what my teachers want. It's not what my family wants. It's not what my colleagues want. It's what I desire. And I think that is so pivotal because the education system is made to make workers. I mean, I love education. I'm a huge proponent of education, but inclusion within that of knowing thyself is huge. You know, you, for me personally, you cannot grow until you know who you are. You have to, because then what is growth? Is it a shift? Is it a pivot? Is it a directional change? And, you know, being an actor, I get so many people, oh, you've done this. You've worked with that. How do you do that? And I tell people there's no short answer. You know, there's no, it's like going hiking and saying, what's the best way to hike? Go have fun. You know, go explore, go be you. You won't know what your strengths are until you do something. It's like working out. Everyone's like, oh, how good was that workout? That's relative, right? Because each workout is a workout. So we're going to go to commercial break in just a few moments. But before we do, I want each of you, because this is something that I've truly learned is very inspirational. What's a win that you can celebrate right now before we go to commercial break? I'm going to start with you, Aisha, because I feel like you got a few. So just share with us a win that this year alone, you know, we're fresh. We're into January, 21 days in. We got 11 months left. Let's hope this COVID thing, we can exit stage left. Go ahead, Aisha, the mic's yours.
I would say that one of the biggest ones, especially recently, is I have a female travel group that promotes diversity. Finally got it up and running, and we're showing tourism boards and hotels the importance of diversity, and not just diversity in gender and race. We're showing diversity in socioeconomic status, style, interests. Like, diversity is something I feel like been put by the side. People talk about it when it's trending. When diversity is on a trend, it's you have to live in diverse. You have to understand it. So being able to get, it was my brainchild. I brought these other women in, be able to get it running and successful. And now I'm also getting these other women paid. That was a huge win that I keep celebrating every day when I wake up.
Bravo. Bravo. Kimberly, you mentioned something I want to make very, very much of a highlight of. I heard you grossed 80K with one business. That's someone's salary for the year, right? On a good government job, right, Ava Laura? So
that Kimberly,
share with us some wins, Kimberly. I mean, you got three businesses, so I know you got a few. I want to make sure that we're highlighting, you know, everyone here. So,
Well, right now, with all three of my businesses, Blue Cloud Cleaning Company is doing pretty good. But my heart and everything that's going to be even huger is Wigs for Success Incorporated. That's going to be a huge win. I'm setting up funding for that. I'm going to have a talent show event for young entrepreneurs out there. Either way it go, they're going to be under my wing through Blue Cloud Cleaning or through Wigs for Success Incorporated, because I want them to feel pressures of an entrepreneur and CEO and go through the same thing that CEOs go through. And that's going to be my win, is Wigs for Success, helping young individuals succeed and becoming entrepreneurs out here in the community of Santa Maria.
Love that, Kimberly. Rachel, kicking it to you. What's a win you've got right now that you're happy to share?
You know, I think just bringing my writing practice back. You know, I wrote the book, I launched the book. I've been doing promotion for that. But in the process of the book launch, my writing started to lag. So I have been bringing that back just as a daily practice, writing a little bit every day. It might just be a paragraph, not based on any project that I'm doing, but just the act itself. And going back and getting that flow back.
Love that, Rachel. I love that. I write. So yes, it is a daily, you have to. It's a daily, it's like a muscle. I think a lot of people admire creatives and not realizing we have to exercise these muscles or else they get weakened. So with that being said, before we go to commercial break, Ava Laura, go ahead. Tell us your win. I know you got a few. Don't be humble, Ava Laura. Go ahead. It's your time.
I mean, so the biggest thing going on in my life right now, the reason that I'm in Vegas is that I'm a part of a CEO exchange program where I was one of three CEOs chosen to participate. So I actually moved to Vegas for 6 months and work with a multi-million dollar CEO. And that has been amazing, you know, because for me, if I want to do something, it's, well, why do I want to do it and how do I want to do it? And if I want to run a multi-million dollar business, what does that actually look like? And what does that look like for me, the CEO? So that has been awesome. It will wrap up in April, and there's a docuseries coming out. There's also a book idea that I have now that I will be doing as well. So there's a lot of really amazing projects that are going to come from this one program.
Beautiful, beautiful. All I heard was I see a woman of color with millions, making millions, building millions. So on that note, we'll be right back, everyone, on the Roundtable Talk Show. Give us just a moment after this commercial break.
You need JordansRooter.com. Get free estimates, 24-hour service, special discounts for seniors and veterans. That's JordansRooter.com. Have a home repair or some remodeling you need done? No problem. We can handle all that, too. Give us a call today at 800-300-0358. At Jordans Rooter, we take pride in our work and always make sure to get the job done right the first time. That's JordansRooter.com. We want to be your Mr. Fix-It.
Are you a business owner, CEO, entrepreneur, artist, musician, celebrity, or influencer interested in more exposure for your business? Schedule your one-on-one interview with Sharifa Hardy today. We handle everything for you. We video interview you, we professionally produce your interview, and we distribute your interview. We do the work so you can focus on putting your best foot forward. If you have been looking for more ways to get your product or service in front of more people, this is the opportunity for you. Schedule your one-on-one interview with Sharifa Hardy today.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kimberly Cloud. I have Wigs for Success Incorporated, which deals with men and women of all races, of all genders, with alopecia, cancer, and other debilitating illnesses. If you would like to know more about my nonprofit organization and why I chose to do it, you can reach me at 443-240-7353. If you would also like to donate, you can reach me at wigsforsuccessincorporated.com. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kimberly Clow. I have Weeks Nurse Incorporated, which deals with men and women of all races, all genders, with alloxia cancer, and other debilitating illnesses.
If you would like to know more about my nonprofit organization and why I chose to do it, you can reach me at 443-240-7353. If you would also like to donate, you can reach me at wigsforsuccessincorporated.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think I know that last woman. She's famous. I met her. I spoke with her. So good to have you, everyone, back. Welcome back to the live stream. You know, something that I've learned, and I want to share this, and it's something that I think is very, very vital that we don't speak about enough, is being successful to me and what I've learned, it's not a pinnacle. It's a process, right? Because direction is more important than speed. And I think a lot of people that think about acting or being a CEO, they think, oh, you've made it, Aisha, Kimberly, Avalor, Rachel, like you did your book, you have your house. But if I've learned anything about creatives and winners, there's never an end point. If you love to run, you never stop running the race. You just say, what's my next? What's my next? And what's my next? So what's next for everyone? I love sharing goals among great energy, because I think and I believe that when you're aligned with people that can pour into you and uplift you, that it's a creation, right? It's a syncopation of, Aisha, I want that for you. And you never know what is happening, who's watching. And that is just the miracle of life, right? Of creation. Of it's like the energetic pollination of an idea coming into fruition and not knowing that the kinetic energy of what someone else is doing can align with you. So whoever wants to take this, please take it on what's next. What are you moving into in this 2022?
I can start out.
Come on, Aisha. Come on. Curry with the shot.
It's an interesting topic because I also have, you know, I have my team around me, and one of the team members I have is my brand manager. So he helps me to brand campaigns as an influencer. But the other aspects of my business, I run, and he keeps telling me, he's like, you know, you have to sit down and you know, value the success you've already gotten. So take those wins, because I'm always a person where I'm like, what's next? What's next? He's like, well, did you actually sit there and celebrate that you've done this first? Like, let's celebrate this moment. So, you know, with me, what's next is, as my initiative is to support other people in this space. I'm always a firm believer that there's plenty of money to go around. I'm not going to sit in a corner and be like, I'm not going to share my knowledge with you because you're going to take money from me. I think there's plenty of money to go around. So with me is, I was speaking about this earlier, I'm about to launch an influencer business course. I've seen plenty of courses out there for influencers and creators, focusing on how to generate views from reels, how to work on social media, how to build a blog. I'm like, but no one's telling someone how to run a business successfully, how to manage your finances, how to operate your tasks. So my course is actually launching February 1st. It's called the Influencer Biz under the Influencer University, where it takes influencers and creators and bloggers through, here's how you set up your brand. Not here's how you turn on a blog and set up an Instagram handle. Here's how you start a brand. Here's how to generate multiple streams of revenue. Here's how to balance a budget. Here's how to invest in yourself. So all of those aspects that go into running a business, having a sense of legality, how to hire employees. You know, you're building a business. At some point, you want to get to a point where you're the CEO, where you're sitting there and everyone else is doing the work, and you check in every once in a while and go, yep, that's good. I'm still getting my paycheck. You all keep running. I'll do the conferences and speak and show up and be the face of it. But, you know, I want to share with people, that's how you keep growing. That's how you get to a certain extent and, you know, build your business and your brand without focusing on one single thing. And just saying, you know what, if I'm an influencer, I can make some Instagram posts. Because I tell people at the end of the day, if Instagram shuts down, which it did for one day, and everyone panicked, there goes all of your work. So if you are set on somebody else's business, and that's what you're relying on, then it's a problem. So that in 2022, that is the plan, to get people to realize, here's this course. I'm going to teach you how to build your business.
Love every single bit of that. Whoever would like to share what they have coming and going next, please. The mic is all yours.
Wow. Yeah. So for me, I'm sorry, 2022 is all about implementation. So taking everything that I've learned from the CEO Exchange program and now implementing it into my business. So revamping my Soul Healers Mastermind, which is very similar to what Kimberly is talking about, is, you know, teaching healers and mental health professionals how to actually have a business, because we're great at honing our craft. We want to help people. We have mastered that, but we have no idea how to market. We have no idea how to brand. We have no idea how to actually run a profitable business without killing ourselves. So for me, ramping that, continuing the Reiki trainings, working on the book project and the docuseries, and then also getting back into television. That is definitely going to be my focal point for the next couple of years. I had an appearance on Real Housewives of Potomac last year, and it went really well. I did couples counseling for one of the couples, and so I want to get back to doing more TV. So that is also on my agenda for this year.
Loving every single bit of that and sending all of it to the universe with abundance. Ava Laura, love that.
Thank you.
That smile is giving you away, Rachel. Come on. What do you have coming next? I'm coming to you. And then Kimberly, come on, Rachel.
Yeah. So I think for me, one of the gifts of COVID was the disruption in my plans. You know, I can be very, you know, I'm going to set my goal, I aim, fire, and COVID came along and said, oh, that revenue stream is drying up. Also, now your kids are home. Everybody needs to, you know, my office is in the middle of the living room initially with COVID, and all of a sudden kids are home. How am I supposed to write, you know, and making sure everybody's online. And so that disruption, which was initially really, really frustrating, sort of turned into a different question, which is, okay, well, I have no idea what even tomorrow is going to look like. I cannot hold on, grasp too tightly to what I thought my plans were. So right now, today, in this moment, where can I serve? How can I be, you know, how can I show up? How can I add more love to the situation? How can I add good energy to the situation? What's being asked of me right now, and how can I show up to it? And not completely losing sight of bigger goals, but just holding them more loosely and balancing them with what the moment calls for, because we just don't know from one day to the next.
Love that. I mean, if I ever heard be flexible and grow in one sentence, I think, Rachel, you encapsulated it. Kimberly, we're coming to you because we know you're about success. You're on it. So what's next, Kimberly? I know I love what you're doing with Wigs for Success and empowering the youth, but what else is next in 2022 for you? What else do you have coming in our pipeline?
Well, breaking out of my show, getting over different aspects. For instance, I have Wigs for Success, which I was talking about prior, and Blue Cloud Cleaning Company and Genuinely Michelle Wiggs, but I also am a producer. I'm a producer at Santa Maria Community Television Network and Santa Barbara Television Network, and I have the Kimberly Cloud Show. And it's going almost 10 people strong, and I post videos on YouTube, and I plan on taking it to the next level. You know, getting out of my shell is something that a lot of people, it's hard to do when you are so used to being introvert, to get out of being introvert. I'd rather be in the mediocre introvert, between introvert and non-introvert. And I want to get out of my shell by creating a more positive atmosphere. I've coached and done all types of other things to help the community. And where I see myself is for the future, creating my own line of wig for different affordable but crafty wigs. I plan on in the future creating my own drug that goes into marijuana called the love drug, and it's not going to be illegal. It's going to be all, it's going to be oxytocin if you break it down. And in the future, I plan on, you know, taking people that have alopecia and chemotherapy. I plan on, you know, they can take a pill and their hair grow temporarily, or they can put on a cap and their hair just, you know, miraculously is long and you can touch it. And that's going to be the new technology. I plan on trying to figure out ways to do that. So, yeah.
Love that. I think I'm very, very much inspired. But another topic that I think is very vital, and I'll chime in with your experience, Ava Laura, with working in television. I get a lot of people, you know, from working in fashion, music, TV, entertainment. They're like, oh, I want to do this. And I have to explain to them. I said, do you realize we're on set for 16 hours at a time? Right. They think it's, you just pop on, you're famous. They don't get that hair and makeup is 2 hours, right, Ava Laura? Then you have call time, even if you're not shooting, even if it's not on you. And I think there's an appreciation for success. And in the appreciation for success, I think the best of the best, you had to fall and fail forward, right? You had to do it scared. You had to do it with the scrape. If you look at Michael Jordan's story, you know, he was a horrible basketball player in high school. Horrible, you know, but there's a determination and a persistence that locks in when you're focused, that you say, I will not be deterred with this speed bump or this hazard or this, you know, mountain that's in my way. You look at someone like Michael Jackson, you know, their parents, or Beyonce Knowles, caught it, you know, there's something about they failed, you know, Beyonce lost her record deal, you know, her group fell apart, but there's something about the tarantula, this will not define me. That there's a strength, there's a presence. So I really want to talk on that, especially we have all of you powerful women in the room. I have learned that strength is not the appearance, it's the growth. So what is that growth like for everyone right now? Because for me as an artist, you know, it's bothersome, especially as someone of color, you know, people's like, what have I seen you on? And I'm like, you know, hey, what do? You know, I learned from Halle Berry at a red carpet years ago. Someone asked her what she did. She said, I take out the trash every morning and walk my dogs. And it was funny to me, you know, because people always want to say what you do. But if you think about it, that changes from day to day for all of us. From the top of us, you know, what you do is you get it done. So whoever would like to take this on what your growth is from failure, I think these are important lessons that we really have to hone in on. Because a lot of people think it's, oh, Aisha, you just woke up after being a teacher and you were successful. I know, not saying that you're not successful, but every successful person has failures on their journey that they learn from and said, won't do that again. Not just checked off the box. So whoever wants to take this on their biggest lesson from failure, whatever, you're open to sharing.
I'll start off again. Kind of going with what you're saying is, I was teaching at one point, and I will say I didn't quit teaching because of my business. I quit teaching because I had a son, and my mind couldn't wrap around sending him to daycare and paying somebody else to watch my child all day when I wanted to be at home spending time with my child. So I had made that leap to go into business myself, and for a while we struggled. My husband was sitting there saying, you know, we might need to find something else. We're trying to build a house. This is just not doing anything. And it got me to a point where I actually started listening to other people about my business, because they were like, well, influencers, you don't do anything. You take pretty pictures and they send you free stuff. That's not a real business, not a real job. I mean, I still get it to this day. I'll do interviews. People will be like, an influencer, you're a blogger. That's not a business. You're not doing anything. So from that, I actually let it feed into me. And I was like, I'm going to quit. All this is falling apart. I'm not valued. I am not offering anything to my marriage, to this household. I'm taking so much time away from my son. And I hit a rock bottom where I was just like, I'm just going to go work for somebody else, go work for the man, and give up. But I think what I had to do, and I will give my family props to this. My mom, my grandmother, my sister, my father sat me down and went, if you want to do something, keep doing it. They're like, we're not going to let you fail. We're going to watch you go down this because you need to learn from it, but we're not going to let you hit rock bottom where you're sitting out on the street and you can't do anything. They're like, push comes to shove, you might have to eat, you know, frosted flakes instead of pancakes. Like, you'll figure it out. So I think from that, I learned to find confidence in myself, grow from stopping to listening to everybody else and knowing that I am running a business. This role is a business, contradicting to what everyone else is saying, or the other people who are saying, who I will say are the haters out there who don't value influencers and bloggers, mm-hmm. because you ask businesses, Walmart, Target, these big multi-million dollar businesses, and you ask where their marketing's going, it's going towards influencers because they know the value of them. So people who want to sit there and think we take just pretty pictures, no, we're yes, running something, you know, yes, it takes a bunch of stuff. So from that, I've grown to feel confident in myself. I mean, I have to be confident. I'm on screen. I'm on photos every day. So knowing that I can do things and knowing that, you know, I'm going to grow myself as an influencer, as a business, after hitting that rock bottom where I was listening to all of the negativity and felt like I was failing as a person, kind of, you know, led me to be here where I'm like, all right, I've grown. I'm going to keep growing because I can expand. And how can I help other people grow?
Love that. And, you know, something I had to learn, and I want to just intercede before we go to whoever's next or would like to take this. Someone told me, Aisha, anytime you get a check, you're a business. Anytime you deposit that check, you're successful. So when the next time someone tells you, I say, I'm getting paid. So I'm successful. And that's the end of the conversation, right? If you're getting transactions, that's a business, you know? So I love that you said that. Whoever wants to take this, please take it away. The mic is open. So.
Well, growth, I feel like from all aspects and walks of life, I've suffered from a lot of mental health issues because of past events. And the major thing that I suffered from the most was a physical abuse event that took place last year that caused me to have my contracts illegally taken away from me. Now, growth from that is that I had to rebuild, and it took me 8 to 9 months to rebuild. And when I sat up there and was rebuilding, I ran through obstacles. I lost so much, like my car and everything. And now I have rebuilt. I have growth now. I'm able to take that time. I have a car. I have a house. It may not be 2,100 square feet like my last house, but it is mine. I don't have to worry no more. And growth from that is that I've met some pretty wonderful people here in Santa Maria. They took me under their wing with the Office of Chamber of Commerce, Santa Maria Southern Black Office of Chamber of Commerce. The president of both presidents took me under their wing. And I am ambassador there now. And I am doing good. I go to Build Your Business, and we talk amongst each other about different aspects of how to build your business. And I'm making a business plan. I want to teach so many people how to grow. So, yeah.
It's coming. I believe in you, Kimberly. And thank you for sharing. I think what I've learned is the more you realize successful people are human, there's a correlation that I can do it too. Rachel and Avalor, I want both of you to hop in on this. We're going to start closing with our takeaway in the next few moments. So Rachel or Avalor, whoever would like to take this on your growth of what you've learned from your failure.
I guess, you know, really, really quickly. I mean, I was trying to think, I was like, there's so many failures. Like, which one do I talk about? Right. the longer you're in business or the longer you're embarking on this journey, the more failures you have. But I'll talk about the failure or the perceived failure that got me here. My background is in social work. And like I said, I have a master's degree in social work. And I started off in mental health and working at an outpatient mental health clinic. And long story short, I was absolutely miserable because I realized that the social work system wasn't really set up to help people heal, but it was really set up to help people maintain their dysfunction. And the work that I thought I was going to be able to do to really help people heal, I could not do. And so long story short, I went through my own series of depression and hopelessness and powerlessness. Like, I worked so hard, I got all these degrees and I'm here and I have this perceived success to everybody else, but I hate it here. Like, I can't do this. And so I really prayed about it. And found myself in a situation where essentially after going on a woman's retreat and taking a woosah moment for myself and praying about the situation, I came back to work and I was fired from my job. And you're talking about, I told you I work with overachievers and high performers because that was me. So I had never been fired from anything. I could not believe this man was firing me. I was like, wait, what? Not me. Like, you got to be talking about another Ava Laura. I know that don't exist, but you cannot be talking about me. And so that was a huge failure. Like, how could that happen to me? But really what happened is I understood that that was ego and, you know, that was my pride, and spirit was like, girl, what's wrong with you? Like, you prayed for this, you know, you didn't want to be there anyway. So what are you going to do? And that's what really launched my business. That's what launched Ava Laura's Healing Center. That was in November of 2005. And so here I am 16 years later, after that pivotal moment, after taking 6 months, what I call my 6 month healing sabbatical, taking time out for myself, learning Reiki, learning aromatherapy, hypnotherapy, life coaching, all of these things that I do, working on myself, getting my own therapy, my own life coaching, and launching this business. And now 16 years later here. So for me, failure can be a huge pivotal turning point that really launches you into your passion and your purpose.
All of that, Ava Laura, I just need you on a loop in my head. Passion and purpose through failure. Rachel, we're going to go to you with your growth, and then we're going to give everyone a 30 to 45 second blurb just to say what their takeaway was from today. But before we do that, Rachel, your biggest lesson from failure and growth.
Yeah, I mean, I would say mine is similar to Ava Laura. You know, the details are different, but the essence is the same. Where, you know, my book launched in October, and the launch looked very, very different than what the publisher and I had planned. Events were getting canceled. Bookstores weren't doing in-person things. The virtual space for authors was suddenly opened up to huge authors, big names. You know, even our little local bookstores were bringing these big name authors on, and the space for emerging authors had changed. So, you know, I didn't want this launch to feel like a failure just because I wasn't in the places I thought I was going to be. You know, initially I thought, oh, this is a failed launch. And then I really had to bring it back to, well, wait a minute. How am I defining this? You know, what was my intention with this book to begin with? The intention, first of all, was for my own kids to have something to take away, some learnings from mom, but also to reach and connect with people. And in some ways, having to be more nimble with, you know, how I talk about my book, who I connect with. It opened the door for lots of individual connections and really great discussions that wouldn't have been there had I done it the original way. But they actually were more in line with my intentions for the book to begin with.
Love all of it, Rachel. Every single bit of that is so inspirational. So we're going to go very briefly, 30 seconds, Aisha, of what your takeaway is from today's experience on Roundtable Talk Live.
A takeaway, one thing that really resonated with me, what Rachel had said earlier, was, you know, embracing the disruption. I definitely know when the pandemic hit, I was in a panic. So I'm like, all my plans are canceled. I don't know how to function. But hearing that and going, you know, it's time to embrace those disruptions and let them be and maybe figure things out day to day is not a negative thing. Like, many people think like, oh my gosh, I have to make a plan, especially in a business. But embracing those and keeping those and let them work for you, I took that away as a big thing that I'm like, let me work with this now that I'm moving forward in my own business.
Love it. Kimberly, what's your takeaway from today's Roundtable Talk?
Wow, so much to talk about, you know, and like she said, embracing every day, you know, like, embracing every day, living every day like it's your last. And I take away a lot of different knowledge as far as, Aisha being a Southern girl and going through different issues in the life of growing up in the South. I lived in North Carolina too, so I had the best of both worlds. So that intrigued me, you know, and Avi Laura, I'm sorry, I damaged name, you know, she's from DC, you know, she lived somewhere else, but she lives in DC, but now she lives in Las Vegas. So I took away a lot from her and her businesses and how crafty she is. And I understand you wrote a book, Rachel, and I went through the same thing with the producers talking about, not the producers, but the publishers talking about like holding my book hostage and not doing what they supposed to do based on how much money you pay them. It's just all about the money. So I learned something from each and every one of y'all. I may be nervous, but I did learn. So yeah.
No, you'll hear, Kimberly. That's the most important factor. Rachel, we're going to go to you and then end on Ava Laura. What is your biggest takeaway from the roundtable talk today?
Yeah, I've just been so inspired hearing everyone's journeys. And the thing that I noticed is every single one of us, there have been twists and turns and setbacks and yet forward movement. And so I think my biggest takeaway is, you know, you don't know what the journey is going to be, but there's always a path forward. You just need to find it.
Love that. You don't know what the journey is going to be, but there's always a path forward and you need to find it. On that note, we're going over to you, the amazing Ava Laura. Ava Laura, you'll take away from the roundtable talk today.
Yeah, I think for me, I always love to hear people's stories. That is where I get most excited in learning about people. And I mean, and this is the same. I love, you know, we're humans, right? And so no matter how we look, no matter what our background is, no matter where we come from, we all have things in common. We can relate. And I love hearing all of the commonalities and all of the things that, you know, that we've all been through that might seemingly be different, but they're all related and we've all learned and we're all here. Like, we're all here. How about that? And so I just take away the beauty of being human, and the beauty of the journey and the experiences and the trials and the tribulations and the challenges and all those things to get to wherever we are right here in this moment. And I just think that's a beautiful thing. So thank you all for sharing your journeys.
Thank you.
Thank you all indeed. With that being said, if you are out there watching this and you'd like to be on the show, go to asksharifah.com. That's A-S-K, Sharifah, S-H-A-R-I-F-A-H.com to make sure that you contact her to get on the show today. I was just simply filling in. My takeaway from all of you beautiful human souls is that you grow in your greatness. Lean into your power. Empower yourself. Listen to your heart and learn to live. And with that being said, thank you all today for staying with us. It's been a pleasure getting to know each and every one of you. Kimberly Cloud, Ava Laura Gaither, Rachel Van Land, and Aisha Vincent of Living Lesh. With that being said, everyone, live a very prosperous 2022. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you ascend and brightly shine. On that note, it's been a pleasure. We'll see you all soon.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, everyone.